We're doing the Ramban, Torat Hashem Tmimah. We're up to page Tzadi in the Beit HaYayin edition, page Kuf Mim Dalet in the Chazon Yoel edition. Furthermore, the Torah is enlightening with regard to the future. Ve'yuyudin, I want you to know, says the Ramban, שאין כל הנביאים ולא ספר דניאל מפורשים בגלות הזה ובאחרים שעברו עלינו. You won't find any of the prophets or the book of Daniel explicitly telling you what's to come in this exile or the other ones that have passed upon us. ובגאולה העתידה, nor the redemption that's yet to come. None of them are more explicit, yoter mitorat Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom. None of them are more explicit than the Torah of Moshe, she torat Hashem tmima, that is whole and complete. Klomar shishlema bechol chokhma bechol davar lo yechsar kol ba. It is complete in every wisdom and everything. You will not find anything missing from the Torah. And so, if you want to know when Mashiach's coming, people will sometimes look in Daniel, look in Isaiah. You want to know the truth? It might be hidden there, but it's not going to be more explicit than the Torah itself. You got to know where to look in the Torah.
Why did we have the Nevi'im recorded if everything is found in the Torah?
I'd be happy to answer, but I have to begin with just a clause that this is me talking. It's not the Ramban. I'll tell you how I understand the Ramban would answer that question. But again, I don't have a source here in the Ramban. So he's asking, if everything's included in the Torah, what do we need the Nevi'im for? So I think that we can understand it based on a few sources. The Gemara, in a few places, Moed Katan and Beitza, in a few places the Gemara asks, this concept that we find in the Navi Yechezkel, before Yechezkel came along, where did they have this concept from? So, the Gemara answers, Gemara Gemiri La, they had it on tradition. Ve'asa Yechezkel Vas Mecheyakro. Yechezkel came along and gave it a verse to lean on. So you had certain ideas that were alluded to in the Torah, but the idea was primarily passed down through tradition. And then the prophets came and expressed it, overtly. Sometimes you have concepts that are said in the Torah, but not stressed. And the prophets, to their generation or for all future time, they stress the concepts. You see someone naked, give him clothing. So the Torah already told you, go in God's ways. Now, if you look through the Torah, you see that God made clothing for Adam and Eve, and God did other acts of kindness throughout the Torah. But the Torah doesn't spend time explicitly telling you how to behave. In many things, the Torah leaves it to generalizations. The concepts are there, but they're not spelled out, and they're not given that much detail. Along come the prophets, and they give you great detail, explaining what God wants of us. So they're not inventing concepts, but they are stressing or giving them more detail. And that's why the Machzor Vitri, in his introduction, in his the beginning of Pirkei Avos, he explains that that's why the words of the prophets are referred to in the Talmud as Divrei Kabbalah, words of tradition. These are concepts which are said in a general way in the Torah, and the tradition taught us what the prophets later on put in writing. So the prophets didn't invent any new concept, but on the contrary, they elaborated or they put in writing a concept which the Torah already taught, where the details were left to tradition. Yeah. So in the beginning of creation, the Torah alludes to how many years is this world going to be around. The world was created in 6 days. The Mishnah already tells us, why does the Torah tell us of creation in 6 days? God could have done it all in one day. This is an allusion to what the Talmud tells us in Sanhedrin. The world is going to last for 6,000 years, and then you're going to have a 1,000 years of destruction. The Talmud tells us in Tractate Tamid, the Mishnah says, on the seventh day. What song would they sing in the temple? Mizmor shir liyom haShabbat. Mizmor shir le'atid lavo liyom shekulo Shabbat u'nuchal l'chayei olamim. The song of Shabbos is a reference to the future, to that day, to that period, which is going to be all Shabbos. What does the word Shabbos mean? Shabbat means to refrain, to withhold. It's going to be a day of withholding, a day of rest, a day where there will be no action on earth. That's what's called the life of the worlds. L'chayei olamim. That's a broad question.
Shabbos once a week is something that's so exciting, but once you start getting the 3-day Yom Tov, by the end of the third day, you're already kind of like, yeah, let's get back to life.
I can't answer that now. It deserves a broader discussion of what does that mean, a time of rest. What does that mean? If the world is desolate, so who's resting? Hashem's resting? What does that mean, it's a time of rest? How does that play into Yemot HaMashiach, Olam Haba, Gan Eden? So you're opening a Pandora's box, or you could say, I opened the Pandora's box, but I can't go into that now. But you're right. Your point is well taken. That the song we're singing, a song about that day, certainly seems like it's something positive, right? On the one hand, the Talmud refers to it as a 1,000 years where the world is desolate. Doesn't seem too positive. On the other hand, the Ramban connects that with the words of the Mishnah, that the song, Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbat, is talking about that future time where there's going to be a 1,000 years of Shabbos. So, okay, Uchmo Shanu Atidin Leve'er. He says, we will explain it. We're going to see later on that the Ramban learns that those 1,000 years, the seventh millennium, is going to be a time of eternal life. The Ramban does connect the seventh millennium with Olam Haba. We'll see that later on. והיינו דכתיב כי ששת ימים עשה השם את השמיים ואת הארץ ואינו חסר בית. It says ששת ימים עשה השם את השמיים ואת הארץ. Hashem created the heaven and earth 6 days. It should have said in 6 days Hashem created the heaven and the earth. There should have been a base, כי בששת ימים עשה השם את השמיים ואת הארץ. So the Ramban says the Torah didn't forget that base. When the Torah says ששת ימים, the Torah is saying God created the world 6 days. God created the world to last 6 days. Kmo shamu ha'mefarshim, as the commentary is right over there, the Ibn Ezra right away says, the Targum Yonasan over there says, it was some, they say it means it took 6 days for creation. The Ramban says, no, I don't go with those commentaries, but rather, Ela ramaz ki sheshet yamim hem yamei ha'shamayim v'aretz. On the contrary, the Torah is saying God created the heaven and the earth 6 days, to last 6 days. And we will see, the Ramban will expand on this idea that we find in Tehillim, in Psalms, that in God's calculations, every 1,000 years, every millennium is a day. That's the verse in Psalms. V'atem yodim ki shnot ha-shmita ki me'a shavua. So let's expand on this concept that the world is going to be for 7,000 years. So we have cycles of seven. We have the week, which is a cycle of seven. And then we have the years, which run in cycles of seven, the Shemitah cycle. And the Shemitah cycle corresponds to the days of the week. So let's think. What do we have in the Shemitah cycle? The first and second year, we take Maaser Sheni. The third year, Maaser Ani. Fourth and fifth, Maaser Sheni. Sixth, Maaser Ani. Sunday, Monday, Maaser Sheni. Tuesday, Maaser Ani. Wednesday, Thursday, Maaser Sheni. Friday, Maaser Ani. Interesting. Tuesday and Friday, third and sixth days, are the third and sixth years where we give the poor. The third and sixth days are the third and are the days where there was extra blessing, right? There was an extra blessing, Pamayim Ki Tov, on the third day, And then on the sixth day, there was the blessing of man, Pru Urvu. So the third and sixth years are the years where we take care of the poor. And the third and sixth days are the days where man got greater blessing, or the world got greater blessing.
Okay, and that means 3,000, 6,000
years. Oh, you're saying maybe the third 3,000th year. So let's see what happened in the 3,000th year. So where were we in the year 3,000? Let's see, 2448 we left Egypt, right? 2448 we left Egypt, and approximately the year 3,000 was our golden era of King Solomon, right? The only problem is he had the destruction of the first temple and then the second temple period. So the second temple period ended in the year 3840. So towards the end of the third millennium, right? So the third millennium was really a blessed millennium for us. What?
Even though we lost the temple?
But we had both temples. The golden era of the Jewish people was really the period of both temples was the third millennium.
Even the second temple is considered a golden era?
That's a good question. You see, it seems that yes. It seems that way. We celebrate Hanukkah. Rambam says you have Jewish sovereignty. You have the Jewish people living in the land of Israel. Right, look at our class on Tana de Be'el Yoh, about the world lasting 6,000 years, and you'll see there we quoted a piece by Rav Schwab that the Jewish calendar might be missing about 160 years from that period of the destruction of the Second Temple. And if we said the Second Temple was destroyed in the year 3,000, 3,840. So add 160, and you're up to the year 4,000. It's actually very accurate. It's but I'm not sure if the number 160 is right. We have to look up his article. Anyways, we're not exactly sure about the year of the destruction, especially according to what he writes in his article, where there was such confusion, and the Talmud says there was such confusion. So I wouldn't bank on it being exactly the year 4,000, but it's still the end of the third millennium. At any rate, I don't know how to work out this idea of the Ramban. I'm just saying it's a concept which we can use in many ways. I'm saying using this correlation. I don't know. I don't know. Let's see. So, I need to think about it some more. Ve'atem yodim ki shnot ha-shmita kimei ha-shavua. So you know, says the Ramban, the years of Shemitah correspond to the days of the week. Hakadosh Baruch Hu bachar b'yom ha-shvi'i u'v'ashana ha-shvi'it v'gam b'chodesh ha-shvi'i shuyomdin v'yom kippurim. God chose. Now listen, the Ramban in one sentence gave us a very interesting concept. God chose the seventh year, Shemitah. God chose the seventh day, Shabbos. God chose the seventh month, that's the month of Tishrei. That's the month that has the most holidays. That's the month that has the Day of Judgment and the Day of Yom Kippurim. V'hinei ra'inu, she'ashmita aval pishim mechayvei lavi nechmir ba'katuv biyoter. Shmita, even though it seems like a regular lav, but the verse is very stringent about Shmita. And that's where we'll pick up Bezrat Hashem next week.